You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
If you predicted that the Seattle Mariners would be in first place 3 weeks into the season, you win a cookie. I'm Allison Futter, and I'm here with Greg Johns, and we're going to talk about the Mariners, who are en fuego, as we say. 10-9, first place, the only team, I believe, over 500 in the division. So, Greg, let's talk about Taijuan Walker. Reading the coverage from his start on Monday, it was fantastic. 7 innings, 11 strikeouts. There seems to be talk like, okay, here we're watching a star in the making. Now he's starting his second full season, and the sky seems to be the limit for this guy.
Yeah, I mean, they've been really waiting and waiting for Taijuan, which sounds crazy because he's 23 years old, but he was one of those guys when he was coming up that was projected as a high upside guy. You know, they drafted him out of high school, you know, good athlete that hadn't pitched a lot in high school. And as soon as he got in the pros, you know, you could see what he brought, you know, a high 90s fastball and big kid. I mean, he's 6'4". He's up to about 235 now. You know, he looks like an athlete on the mound. He's a big dude. And they liked what he had. And they just kind of were waiting for it all to come together. And last year got off to a slow start. And about, you know, month and a half into the season, he kind of flipped a switch and started throwing strikes. And just, he doesn't walk guys anymore. And you throw that hard and you can command the fastball as well as he did. Now he's starting to work in some off-speed quality stuff. To keep guys off balance, and you're starting to see what this guy can be. And Taijuan Walker, you know, legitimately looks like the best pitcher in the Mariners' rotation right now, which is saying pretty good stuff when you got Felix and Iwakuma on there, and a veteran like Wade Miley. You know, he's been the guy, he's been the horse so far, and four starts in, he's been a guy that's it's helped him get where they are right now. 1.44 ERA and just lights out his last two starts, really starting to emerge as the guy that you like to see, and it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, so if you look at Walker's overall stats from last year, 169 and two-thirds innings pitched, 4.56 ERA, and 157 strikeouts. So when I look at 150 strikeouts, I'm like, oh, well, that's pretty good. So you're saying that it was really after the first 2 months that he was even putting together most of the high numbers there.
Yeah, and really I'm talking more about the walks and the strikeouts. He's always, you know, had pretty good strikeout numbers, and those, you know, have been inching up as well. But his strikeout to walk ratio has gone, you know, one of the best in the league now, and it has been for you know, probably almost a full season now. If you pick the start of this season and where he picked up last year, so he has done it. And this is it's interesting because this new regime, all they've talked about is commanding the zone. You know, not, you know, reducing your walks and doing all this stuff, and he fits in perfectly with that, and that's pretty impressive for a young guy. I mean, he's not just out there throwing hard; he's commanding the ball, and that makes you pretty good when you can throw. I mean, 96, 97. He was amping it up last night. Probably his best start I've seen, just from start to finish. The first couple starts this year, you know, he was throwing, you know, 92 when he came out and kind of inching up later in the game. And his last two, he's come out and been throwing 95, 96 right off the bat. And he took a kind of a different approach this spring, Allison. He eased into things a little better, kind of building the arm up and kind of wanting to go for the long haul. Last spring, he came in trying to win a job, and he was unbelievable in the spring and then kind of stumbled out of the gate. So he kind of more of a veteran, you know, building himself up in the spring. And I think we're seeing it now, just really starting to hit his groove now and as we go into the regular season.
Yeah, so when looking at the division as a whole, I mean, there is not a team in this division that has, like, this starting pitching staff that is so superior. I mean, everybody seems to have their problems, whether it's, you know, just too many guys that are injured, like in the Angels rotation, or just with too many uncertainties, guys that don't have, that, you know, had some flashes but don't have, like, this long track record of success, like with the Astros. So I guess when the Mariners are, because we always look at the Mariners, like the expectations always seem to be like way higher going into the season than they actually end up performing. And, but like we were, like you were saying with the three guys, with Walker and Felix and Miley, I guess they have to feel like, I mean, why wouldn't they be right in the mix of things? Because they seem to have a little bit more stability maybe in their rotation than some of the other teams.
Sure. And you throw Iwakuma into that mix Nathan Carnes is a pretty good fifth starter. They like him. He's not been lights out yet by any means, but you know, good solid kid out from Tampa Bay last year. So pretty five deep. And hey, look down at Tacoma. James Paxton's thrown very well his last couple outings. So they do have some depth there. You know, really though, be honest, the key this so far this year has been the bullpen, much, much better than anybody expected, including me. I thought that was a huge question mark coming into the season. So, you know, your rotation is solid, and if you get the bullpen to be as good as it's been, that's a pretty good combination. It's a team, you know, as they've been saying forever, built to win on pitching in Safeco Field, and if you get that pitching and just enough offense to go with it, as they had last night, four hits Monday, and two of them were home runs, and they get a 3-2 win. So, you know, they are hitting better on the road. They got to figure that out a little more at home, but usually as the weather warms, they do a little better there too. So, yeah, nice combination, and the West's pretty wide open right now, so we'll see how it rolls.
Okay, so I was looking at some of the transactions. So Joaquin Benoit is out for 2 to 3 weeks. Speaking of bullpens, and the pitcher that they recalled, and I'm like, well, I'm just going to let you give me the name because I've got it written out here, but I don't even know how to start to say this name. So
Michael Guape.
Oh, Michael. That's how you say it, Michael?
Yeah, spelled a little different, but yeah, Michael Guape. He's going to come up and. He's, you know, he'll help out with depth in that bullpen. But really, though, Benoit was filling a pretty big role as the setup guy. The Steve Cishek, who's been outstanding as the closer, and really kind of, you know, really closed the door well here in the first 3 weeks. They're liking what they're seeing from Cishek. Benoit, veteran guy that they kind of need in that setup role. Now they're going to go with Joel Peralta. And if you're talking veterans, he's 40 years old, so they're going to. They've gone from 38-year-old Benoit to a 40-year-old Peralta in a setup role, so they're a little long in the tooth there, but they've been getting some pretty good production from them, and some other guys stepping up. Mike Montgomery's been a revelation as a lefty reliever, a guy who nobody thought had a spot in the rotation, and they threw him into the bullpen, and he's been real good as the lefty there, and Tony Zick, a rookie that's I think a high upside guy, big arm, and Nick Vincent, a guy they picked up. You know, you talk about how you make a bullpen, and they picked up Vincent, I think, a couple days before the end of camp when the Padres DFA'd him, and he's been very good. So Vidal Nuno, another guy in there. So they've gotten good production from that group. If they can keep doing that, I think that makes a huge difference, and that would be something to watch.
I would imagine that they all had to take a collective kind of like breath, like maybe a sigh of relief. I mean, can't get too up or too down on things that happened in April this early, but I would think that Scott Service and just so many new people in these positions, but it has to be kind of nice to have a nice little week to just get things settled a little bit.
No question. They struggled so badly their first homestand, Allison, and it was just the wrong way to start out a year at home, 1-5, and they actually won the last game on that, a walk-off, headed off on the road, and they go in, and you wonder if you look back later in the season if they can keep things going. You look back at that road trip, I think, and they go into New York, Cleveland, and Anaheim, and tough trip, and they win 2 out of 3 in each city. And you win series on the road like that, that gets you places. And where it took them was from pretty much near the bottom of the division to first place in what's a wide-open division right now. So little stretches, you know, they are little stretches, but last year, this team never put together a good little stretch, and that was kind of their thing. They win one, lose one, kind of just meandered through the year and never really got hot. So sometimes you got to get hot and rip some off when you're playing well and make some things happen. So it seems to be they're doing that early, and we'll see if they can maintain that further into the season.
And it's Michael. That's such a – M-A-Y-C-K-O-L, Michael. I love it. Okay, awesome. Thank you for clearing that up for me, Craig. Thank you so much. Talk to you next week. Appreciate it.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.